This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thank the Lord. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. I'm not the Lord. Oh, I said this. It came out wrong. It kind of came out as me. Thank the Lord, Kevin Jackson. No, it's a Kevin Jackson show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What am I thanking the Lord for? First of all, thank the Lord for whatever blessings you have in your life. You should just stop and do that periodically a lot. Because you know what? We have a pretty good life here. If you're listening to this radio program, I would venture to tell you, you're relatively happy with your life. These lefties, they are not. We're not going to make them happy. Go listen to any of my broadcasts, podcasts on because once we go off regular radio, we go to podcasts. Go listen to them. KJRadio.com, I promise you. I can give you story after story. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much money they have. It doesn't matter how much fame they have. That's why I like the Jussie Smollett story, because it just goes to show you that you can be a good-looking guy. You can be living your life on your own terms as a member of the LGBTQ community. You can be on a hit TV show. You can be living la vida loca in the entertainment world, in the political world. This guy hangs out with the biggest stars, gets all kinds of awards. He then hangs out with the biggest politicians, friends of the former president of the United States and his wife. And you know what it does? It allows him to lie because he wanted to improve his life and to get away with it. And meanwhile, he gets the added benefit of screaming that there's still white privilege. And let me tell you something. He's still not happy. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You will not, nor will you ever, please a leftist. If they find out you have something, they're not happy for you. They're jealous of you. I want you to understand the mindset. If you tell me, or the people listening to this program, except these brain-dead leftist moronic idiot leftists, if you tell any of us, the regular folks, the good ones, the good guys, the conservatives, the pragmatists, hey, I got a raise, I got a job, I moved to a new job, and it's more money, it's more this, it's more that. If that you get a new house, a new car, new clothes, a new pet, we're excited for you. The idea of it just, whoa. You know, just the feeling you have comes over to us and we're sharing it with you. Tell that to one of your leftist friends. And the immediate feeling in them is, look at him. He's getting a new pet. I'm going to give me a new pet that's better than his pet. No, I'll just kill his pet. No, I tell you, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even like his pet. And then they'll come over here, oh, look at him, he's so cute, oh, wow, you have a great pet, but they want to smash his head in. That's what leftists do. And you know what, they can get mad at me, but they know I'm right. We celebrate, your celebrations are our celebrations, not them. And it's pathetic. I mean, I want you to understand, when you think about politics, if you think about the border wall, you think about tax policy, whatever, it's all good. We should be celebrating the idea that somebody wants to protect us, right? That somebody is giving us our money back. Those are good things. The unemployment numbers are going down. The ability to move to a job is going up. The wages, our average wage growth is better than it's been in X number of years. More women are employed, more blacks, more Latinos, more Guatemalan midgets, whatever. It's all good news. And the left are like, yeah, whatever. And Donald Trump, man, I couldn't wait to do something about it. We need to impeach him. We could do worse. Let's set him up. Let's put him with the Russians. There is not enough bad that you could do to Donald Trump to satisfy a leftist. I promise you. And see, after 2 years, Politico's got a wake-up call. The temperature in D.C. changed on election night, November the 8th of 2016. The temperature changed. Now, they think they turned up the heat when they won in November of 2018. They didn't. they're in bad shape. A lot of new focus is about to come on them that they never would have predicted. Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. I know we see drain the swamp as a tagline, but the swamp is really being drained, folks. Trump, some of it's direct, you know, and the people that he's choosing and getting rid of and all this. And I'll tell you, if there's any place that I disagree with the president, it's in some of these personnel choices. But if it leads to him understanding how government is working and who's, you know, for him, for us, because it's not versus being for him, who's for us or against us, I don't care how he does it. I just care that he does it. And I bet you feel much the same. Attorney General William Barr is scheduled to testify for the House Judiciary Committee this week. And he's going to be asked about the Mueller investigation. Now, this supposedly, they're going to grill him on his handling of Mueller's final report. I'm anxious to see how this shakes out. This will be later this week. I'm anxious to see it because let me tell you something. I predict this is the beginning. This is where the beginning of the end for the left is what I should. I don't want to break off on my comment there, but this is where Barr is going to say, game on. I believe, and I don't think Mueller's any longer the left's friend. I think Mueller sees how they treated him once he gave the report. And he left wiggle room, which, of course, Joe DeGeneva said it was an embarrassment on Mueller's part. Wiseman wrote the report. Mueller had to just go own up to it. But it is an embarrassment. And what's funny about it is DeGeneva says, who says that a man who you can't prove to be guilty is still not necessarily guilty? In other words, forget innocent until proven guilty when it comes to Donald Trump. Nobody in law enforcement who's legit would ever write that kind of a ruling. And the Democrats have seized on this because that's what they do. They seize on the insane. You know, the Democrats want to marry the stripper that also used to be a prostitute. That's who they are, right? And by the way, I don't care if your wife is a stripper who used to be a prostitute and you happen to marry her. It's not a big deal, but I'm just saying you would probably tell your sons to avoid that. Okay? So I know I have four sons. If one of them brought a stripper who used to be a prostitute and said, Dad, this is my soon-to-be betrothed, I would have a conversation with him and say, have you met her parents yet? But anyway, that's what the Democrats do. They go for crazy. And they bit because they think they can sell crazy. I want you to understand that's how bad it is on the Democratic side. They believe they can convince you that crazy is normal. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're learning new information tonight about communication between two key players in the Justice Department investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign, even after the election. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge reports.
9 days after the presidential election, FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page exchanged texts that Fox News has learned are under new scrutiny by congressional investigators reviewing the genesis of the FBI Russia probe. The string of texts referred to an email and prior briefing with Pence, presumably Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Strzok and Page then appeared to discuss strategy and staffing for an upcoming session. Page writes, "Would it be unusual to have show up again? Maybe another agent from the team." Strzok responds, "Or he's a counterintelligence guy. Same might make sense. He can assess if there are any new questions or different demeanor. If Redacted's husband is there, he can see if there are people we can develop for potential relationships." A former FBI intelligence specialist said the texts appear to conflict with strict rules laid out by then FBI Director Robert Mueller, known as the Domestic Investigations Operations Guy. Quote, "These texts indicate both FBI employees were executing investigative strategies on a sensitive investigation investigative matter without any regard for the Mueller-endorsed guy. With the Mueller report complete and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham leading the Judiciary Committee, Strzok may find himself back on the Hill.
I am certain Congress will absolutely have the opportunity to look at any investigation once it's closed, ask all these questions, and I would love to answer each and every one of your questions.
The Attorney General recently testified he is conducting a review of the FBI probe's origins and whether surveillance of the Trump campaign was based on sound intelligence. In a statement, Republican Congressman Devin Nunes said of the text, quote, "This is yet more evidence that the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation was filled with irregularities."
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Fox News is reporting on that particular story. And I got to tell you, it sounded like tradecraft, meaning the way that Strzok and Page are talking, that's the way the spies, the spooks talk when they're trying to, you know, set somebody up, when they've got their mark. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's only the beginning. While the House wants to get Barr and Mueller back in front of them, I'm going, where's Strzok? Andy McCabe, James Comey. When do you think those guys are going to be forced to answer the House, get back in front of the House? Barack Obama at some point. Joe Biden was out. He was on The View. He actually said one of the proudest things. He says, you know, Barack and I were proud that there's not even a whisper of a scandal. What planet is this the planet Morania, right? That's where this guy's from. These people believe that they are going to convince us that Barack Obama had a scandal-free administration. I know the old stuff. Fast and Furious, the veterans dying on the waiting list, and, you know, the IRS scandal with Lois Lerner and Benghazi and, you know, the California video dude and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, sending money to Iran in the middle of the night. And how many things do I need to go on, right? I haven't even scratched the surface of scandals. And the biggest scandal, the one that is laid right in front of our laps. I mean, look, this is the equivalent of you going home, going into your home, you know, you forgot something. You walk into your bedroom. There is your significant other lying butt naked with the neighbor in the middle of, you know, some naughty naughty. And they look up mid, you know, whatever activity and go, what's the problem? And you go, what do you mean? What's the problem? You're my neighbor in here having sex with my spouse. And it's obvious. I see exactly what's going on. And they're going, what are you talking about? Bill, you're losing it. Susan, you just go back to work. Whatever you think you're seeing, you're not seeing. That's it. I can't even make it any more clear than that. It would be getting caught red-handed in your own home in your bed with, you know, et cetera. You get what I'm saying? That is where we are. And Biden and the rest of these people want you to believe, and they're going to try to sell it, that there is not a hint, not even a whiff of a scandal. Folks, that's delusion. That is somebody telling you, please suspend disbelief. Not even please. They're telling you suspend it. They're demanding you suspend disbelief. But there's a report that says a bombshell report on Comey is going to be out in a couple of weeks. Joe DiGenova, who we did a whole hour on the other day, is the one that's saying this. He made this declaration on the Fox News panel on the government surveillance. And here's what he says. The Horowitz report is coming out in May, possibly early June. And he says that there's another report that everyone has forgotten about involving James Comey alone. It's going to be a bombshell. It's going to open up the investigation on a very high note. There are going to be criminal referrals in it. Now, I know nothing about how this works. Nothing. But what I do know is that this is my superpower, as you guys know, common sense. I believe that. They said he didn't elaborate on what report he expects to come out or how he came to find out about the timeline. But that's who he is. This is a guy that he's, you know, the Genova is in his early 70s. He's been around D.C. He's known. He's, you know, he's getting the inside scoop. And while many people will come out and put their, you know, I don't see him as, what was the guy's name to use the word for the Clintons? I can see his face. Anyway, this is a guy that was big time promoter. And he would, you know, blow things up. The Genova is not the type. Yeah, he's not the type. The Geneva is like, you know, my reputation's on the line. I'm not letting it go for this or that. And he's a straight shooter. So I believe this report will be out in a few weeks. Also, I have the added advantage of common sense, something that unfortunately for the leftists listening to the program, you do not have. So you won't understand what I just said. Don't try. It's too tough for you. U.S. Attorney John Huber, they say Huber, H-U-B-E-R, is conducting an investigation into FBI misconduct. A March 2018 letter from the Republicans in Congress asked then Attorney General Sessions to appoint a second special counsel to look into the certain decisions made and not made by the Department of Justice in February and the FBI in 2016 and 2017, which they believe showed evidence of bias trending towards animus among those charged with investigating serious cases. Instead of a special counsel, Sessions tasked Huber with this mission in March of 2018. Now, they say the status of the probe is not known. Well, I know the status of the probe. The probe has been spotted up Comey's big white buttocks. That's where the probe is. And it is going to be released. And let me tell you, a whole, just consider it an enema. Okay, a colonic, as they call it in Hollywood. This is not going to be good news for James Comey.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coup appears to be taking place in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas as Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. There is gunfire and tear gas being launched by military forces loyal to Guaido and Maduro. Guaido protesters are hurling rocks and Molotov cocktails at the Maduro troops. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott says he hopes Maduro is gone sooner rather than later.
I'm hopeful that at the end of the day, Maduro will be out of the country. He'll be in Cuba. He'll be in Turkey or someplace. Juan Guaido will be the interim leader.
President Trump and Democratic leaders had a productive meeting on Tuesday to talk about how to fix our nation's infrastructure. House Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says things went well with the president.
We agreed on a number, which was very, very good. $2 trillion for infrastructure.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In response to a growing measles outbreak, more than 100 university students in Los Angeles are under quarantine orders tonight. This comes after the national outbreak of measles hit the highest level in 25 years. At least 695 cases in 22 states since just January. Carter Evans is on the UCLA campus. Carter?
Jeff, right now there are five confirmed cases of the measles in L.A. County, and one of them is right here on the campus of UCLA. It's a concern because on a college campus there's a large concentration of people packed into confined spaces, and measles can easily spread through the air. So today, UCLA officials announced that more than 100 students and faculty members are now under quarantine. These are people either unvaccinated or unable to prove that they're immune to the measles. Now, the infected student attended classes at two buildings at UCLA earlier this month. The quarantine students must stay isolated for up to a week in one location or get a blood test proving they do not have the measles in their system. Students who are able to provide proof of immunization, they will be released from quarantine. But today's action, Jeff, shows just how concerned health officials are about a potential outbreak here.
Let's just call these people the undocumented. I love how these are the people that are unable to prove, you know, unvaccinated or unable to prove that they've got vaccination. So now we've got a litmus test for the measles. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Man, lots to take in here, right? 695 cases of measles in 22 states. I want you to ask yourself, when have you heard of this? When's the last time you've heard of anything close to this? Bird flu? Something like that? Measles. A human disease. Not birds, not monkeys, whatever. Humans. Any clue? I'm just curious. Any clue as to how you think this has happened? Where you've got 695 cases of the measles in 22 states. Oh, and by the way, in L.A., they are quarantining, according to that report, it was 100. No, it's now thousands. Thousands are being quarantined. A quarantine order. At the time of this report, it was only 100. Then it went to 1,000. And you just heard the guy, well, it's an airborne, airborne potential illness or disease. And so they've got to know everywhere this person went or whatever. Now, there are 695 cases in 22 states. Now, could be that they're making an alarm so we can all get our MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. You remember that shot you took when you were a kid? Maybe they want to know a pandemic. But, well, the other part of it was, well, you know, there's the problem in colleges and universities. There's a large concentration of people. Yeah, there's a large concentration of idiots, not only in colleges and universities, but in the cities whose governments allow them those cancers to be there. Because those, whether there's a college or a university, you can be guaranteed the government there is Democrat. And you know what those governments want? Have we talked about this? I don't know. But let me just bring this up. Sanctuary. Let's bring these people in. Let's forget about the border. It doesn't matter. Let's bring them in and let's put them where? In our schools. Your kids are being subjected to disease. And I mean, forget the fact that your kids have nothing in common with these kids culturally. And the Democrats don't care if these kids ever assimilate into our culture. They don't care. Forget all of that. But on top of that, on top of slowing your kids down, taking away the precious resources that should be going to the dedicated American education system, of which you've paid a fortune into, you also have to deal with the disease. Now, the measles outbreak, who do you think is going to pay for that? You think Obamacare's got you covered? Where's your money go? 695 cases in 22 states, which means it's going to be many, many more very soon. Because measles is airborne. It can be sneezed and whatever, and you can get measles. I don't know how many cases there are going to be. We did a thing on Ebola. The other day, a lady asked me, I called her, by the way, beautiful lady. Her name is Hersey. So we talked, and she asked me, Kevin, what data do you have? I said, the only thing I have is what this lady told me. She works at a hospital. There are 20-something cases of Ebola that came from people that, I guess they came from the Congo or somewhere in Africa. 25 cases. You're not hearing about it. I'm surprised they're even letting you know about the measles outbreak. This is predictable. This is what we talked about years ago. By the way, here's a 2014 report on scabies and other diseases. I said this on Hannity, and Hannity was like, what are you talking about, scabies? He didn't even know about it. I guess he makes too much money. Why should he bother to do research? Anyway, here's what they said in 2014, what was going on in Texas and Arizona.
To Texas now, where we're learning exclusively about a new health threat coming from illegal border crossers. The Border Patrol now worried about a virus outbreak.
And ABC 15's Sabita Vergani is taking action to get that story in Texas.
They're seeing crossers with contagious infections, and sources tell me right now, all that's separating the sick from the healthy, this caution tape, and agents tell me that's not enough.
We're sending people everywhere, and the average person, the average citizen, doesn't realize what's going on down here.
Agent Chris Cabrera's concerns go way past the hundreds of women and children that cross the Rio Grande River every day in southern Texas.
We're having an outbreak of scabies. It's been going on for a month or so now.
The illegals will come across, they'll jump that fence.
Texas border resident Jorge Garcia says word about the contagious skin infection is getting around.
Our Border Patrol comes and checks with us almost on a daily basis here, and they told us about an outbreak of scabies here at the McAllen Station.
And that's not all.
We're starting to see chicken pox, we're starting to see staph infections, we're starting to see different viruses.
Garcia believes the viruses are not confined to the detention center. Not long ago, a group of border crossers came knocking on his door.
It was a 7-month-old baby. The baby was shaking and cold. It had a high fever.
We're told the Department of Homeland Security called in the Coast Guard medics. This trailer is just one of many used to treat the sick.
They're all contagious. So now we're transporting people to different parts of the state, different parts of the country. And some of these viruses are asymptomatic at this point. They're not showing the symptoms.
Just the fact that we're exposed to it, and so is everybody else here in South Texas, is a great concern to us.
And thousands of those immigrants that were detained, then released, are now spread all over the United States, including Arizona. It's unclear how many were treated for illness. And as of right now, DHS has denied every request I've made to speak to medical staff and take tours of the three facilities right here in Texas that are providing treatment. In McAllen, Texas, Levita Ferrani, ABC 15 News.
Again, it was a 2014 report. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. During the time of Obama, not only did they bring these illegals in, they sent them all over the country. All over the country. And I remind you, there are 695 cases of measles in 22 states. I dare you. Google measles. But right now, you're going to get stories of everything what's being talked about now. But Google measles from 10 years ago and see how many cases of measles there were in the United States. See how many cases of mumps. See how many cases of rubella. See how many cases of smallpox or anything else. It, practically non-existent. We spent billions, maybe more, billions of dollars eradicating in contagious diseases, childhood diseases, through vaccinations or whatever. And I don't know whether you're for that or against it, but we didn't worry about any of these diseases. You didn't worry about sending your kid to school and them getting sick while being at school. Other than the normal, you know, they got the flu. I used to hate when my kids, I'd go, oh man, they got the flu from school and they brought it home. That was the worst you got. Now, you better, I don't know, does measles work anymore for us? Do we have to get more shots as adults now? Who knows? But scabies doesn't care. Scabies is no, you know, there's no age on it or whatever. And it's just, it's a nasty looking thing on blistery skin and all that. I don't know how you feel, but I don't want it. And whatever else that's out there. They said chicken pox, staph infections. Do you know staph infections in this, what they call it, the one that eats up your skin like in minutes? What they call it? It's a really aggressive one. But MRSA, I know they've got MRSA. The antibiotics don't even work. You want to know why this stuff doesn't work? Because in these third world crap holes where these people are coming from, there's new things coming out all the time, and they're bringing it here, and the CDC can't handle it, and it's overwhelming. And now, the disease we know, measles, as of the time that I did this story, 695 cases in 22 states. And here's what I'll tell you. When the final count is done, it's going to be a lot more in a lot more states. A lot more. Many of these, as a guy, I think the guy alluded to this, you can't always know, you know, what the state is. In other words, you don't know somebody's sick with the measles until they're too sick for you to know. You know, and then suddenly now you got to backtrack and go, okay, where were they? That's why the number of people that are quarantined in California went from 100 to 1,000, and it's going to continue to grow. This is why. And you know what? Trump predicted it. He talked about it. This is why you're going to find out he's going to get vindicated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I missed this story when it originally broke. There's a couple of them that I filed this one under Democrat Scoundrels. So it's about the Baltimore mayor. Now, this particular mayor replaced Stephanie Rawlings Blake. Remember her? She was going to be the next Michelle Obama, a sister who was a mayor. And she was going to remake Baltimore. She remade it. Yeah, she remade it all right. Baltimore losing people like crazy, losing businesses, losing tax revenue. And you know what her goal was? To make Baltimore more diverse. Baltimore is like 60% black, run by black, run by Democrats. She wanted more diversity. She's going to bring in more illegals. Because that's what every, you know, every municipality needs is more people that can freeload. More people that come in here without any prospects, no ability to do jobs that we want to fulfill. But I guess maybe they need a lot of office workers or something, or janitors or some people to pick crops. Because Baltimore isn't creating any other jobs. If it weren't for Johns Hopkins University, or Johns Hopkins, and if it weren't for the university system in Baltimore, in most of these cities, they would crumble. They would crumble. Baltimore is in triage, and Stephanie Rawlings Blake is talking about we got to bring in more illegals. So she steps out because, you know, she was under fire after the Freddie Gray thing and antagonizing the, you know, the police and all that. And of course, it was Mosby. You remember her suing the police and losing that case. So they've spent millions of dollars that they give to Freddie Gray's family. They spend millions of dollars in other areas. You know, just nonsense money, taxpayer money, while they're in triage, while they're losing money left and right. People moving out, tax base too high, I could go on. So they replaced her, brought in another sister. You know, because it's time for the women to do their thing. Time for women to be in power. So they brought in a Catherine Pugh. Well, federal agents raided her home as well as city hall offices of the embattled mayor amid dramatically widening investigation to determine whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's books to disguise kickbacks. So let me save you the suspense. That's exactly what she did. She was getting kickbacks on a book that she wrote, and it's a crazy story. Here's what they write. The multiple early morning searches pushed the latest political scandal from Maryland's largest city to a crescendo after weeks of uncertainty and mounting pressure for Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh to step down. The politically isolated first-term mayor, who has long been an avid runner, slipped out of sight April 1st, citing deteriorating health, just as the governor called on the state prosecutor to investigate allegations of self-dealing. Here's what I want to tell you. I tell you this all the time. Democrats want an easy way to make money. I mean, I want an easy way to make money, but I figure it out through innovative strategies, innovative things, innovative products, innovative ideas, innovative whatever. Democrats want it to be easy. They want money printed. She wrote her book, I'll be doggone if she's going to become a book salesman. See, I wrote a book. I'll tell you guys. I wrote my book, and I was excited because I finished it. Then I got my publicist. We all worked together, and the first month, we sold enough money to make me $37,000 on my book. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good. You know, it's not that every month, if we can grow that, you know, I got these projections in my mind of, if it's 37 this month, it'll be 45 next, it'll be 53 after that, and boy, and you know what it was the next month? $2,000. The month after that, $1,000. Now I want you to understand, month one, $37,000. Month two, $2,000. Month three, $1,000. I went, I don't like this trajectory. That's called exponential decay, for those of you who understand, you know, science talk. That's not good, unless, of course, you're talking about radioactivity or something that you want to go away. That's going away fast. So what I noticed after the third month, I said to myself, the second month, I went, uh-oh. The third month, when I got my $1,000, I went, oh, crap. Guess what, Kev? You have become a book salesman. This lady didn't want to work. I went to work. I went to work and I speak and sell my book. They call them back of the room sales. How could we be creative? Could we offer them to book clubs? Could we put them in the libraries? We went crazy on trying to figure out how to market books. But you know what I never thought of? Hey, listen, I'm going to cut myself a side deal here. It's what they call self-dealing. And I'm going to get, you know, some organization inside the government to buy my books. It's what these people do in Congress. They write a book, and then they get their rich fat cats. Some of the, like a, they'll get a multimillionaire or one of their billionaire people to buy 10,000 copies of the book. So you buy 10,000 copies of the book directly from me, and I make whatever they may make, say, $10 a book, whatever. So it's $100,000 that went into the campaign. So their campaigns will sell the books, and then they can take it as a campaign contribution or whatever. They're very sneaky about it. And then what the guy does that has the 10,000 books is he takes them and he says, okay, to all of his, like, he'll give them out at schools or he'll give them out at his job, you know, the company that he owns. And he'll say, oh, here's a book by Hillary Clinton. Here's a book by Barack Obama. And they just give these books away. It is the biggest scam. They aren't selling books. And they say, oh, Michelle Obama's book is on the New York bestseller. No, no, it isn't. It's been somebody's bought this book in bulk. 100,000 at a time. Yeah, rich fat cats. And then they give them away because they can't sell them. So they just give them away. Somebody will write a fat check. They give them away. Everybody's happy. Michelle Obama got her big advance. The book company gets what they need. They get the gravitas of saying, ooh, we got Michelle Obama's book. But she's not selling a fraction of the books that they want you to believe. Anyway, so here's what they say happened to her. In recent weeks, Pew's fractured administration staggered from one crisis to another. They didn't elaborate. They said, yet days before announcing her departure on an indefinite leave of absence, she held a hastily organized press conference where she called her no-contract book deal, book deals, plural, a well-intentioned but regrettable mistake. Sounds like Hillary Clinton. You know, I realized, you know, while it wasn't illegal what I did, I probably didn't, wasn't the, made to have the best judgment. Yeah. Yeah, you know, putting your information, your email system on a separate server, hiding it in your basement, bathroom basement closet, hiring a separate IT guy to manage it. Yeah, probably not a good idea, considering you were Secretary of the State and everything that you do on that server belongs to the people. Yeah, probably not a good idea. They said others have been less charitable about the murky arrangements, speaking of Pew, Catherine Pew, for her, quote, Healthy Holly Limited Liability Company. Maryland's chief accountant called Pew's self-dealing book deals brazen, cartoonish corruption. Folks, these are Democrats commenting on other Democrats. When you get to the point where a Democrat calls you out for your stuff, you know you just nasty. You just nasty. It's my grandma's, that girl is just nasty. She nasty. That's when you knew, leave them alone. Now, for the record, the nasty girls, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, they're proud nasty girls. My grandmother would tell me, now you stay away from them nasty girls. Well, this was a nasty deal. For Pew, for years, they say, Pew 69 had somehow negotiated lucrative deals to sell her Healthy Holly books to customers. She sold $500 million worth of illustrated paperbacks to the University of Maryland Medical System, on whose board she sat for 20 years. She also made $300,000 in bulk sales to other customers, including two major health carriers that did business with the city. Boom. I didn't even know this part of it. Seriously. When I was telling you guys how they do this, they take advantage of everything that you've done. Your money is the it funds. In other words, if I'm a carrier, Aetna, and I want to sell my health deal to your city, this woman goes in mind and says, look, if you want to get this deal done with the city, you better make sure that I know exactly what's going on. You better buy some books, buy some of my books. And then she makes a $300,000 deal. Oh, great. Hey, Aetna got the deal. This is crony capitalism at its finest. Michelle Malkin, my good friend, talks about it all the time. And this is what these people do day in and day out. They are crooked Democrat scoundrels trying to find the easiest way to make money, trying to find ways to avoid their taxes. And we will profile others, I promise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.